This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. We got an exciting hour straight ahead. Phil Skinner, collector car, former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and now freelance journalist once again, and truly one of the world's leading experts when it comes to classic cars, is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of stories. But before we get to Phil, we're going to finish up with a guest who was with us in a previous hour of the broadcast. She's an author, a speaker, and CEO of the Sherry Levitin Group, and author of a brand new book called Heart and Sell. And we've been talking about 10 universal truths that every automotive industry salesperson needs to know, but this also translates to small business owners. It really translates to everybody or anybody that's in sales, around sales, involved with sales. And we're up to number 9, which perfect timing since we were up against a break, and number 9 is removing resistance takes persistence. So, Sherry, you had the persistence to hang through that top of the hour news.
Yes, you have to have persistence to be successful at anything in life, right?
So true, yep.
Talk about this one, one of the things we share with salespeople, and this is a big aha for them, Bob, is in our live seminars, we have salespeople, we say, write down all the objections you've heard in the last 90 days. And, of course, they love this, and they'll come out with 100 objections, you know, between a group. And then we give them the aha that there's really only 6 objections to purchasing anything, only 6 real objections. The problem is, more often than not, we're given an excuse, and we treat it as though it's real. So the persistence is, how do I move from the, I need to think about it, I need to talk to my brother, but he's in Brussels on a business trip, or this is the first dealership we've seen. How do you move from that excuse to the real objection? And that takes a lot of finesse.
It sure does. Number 10 on the Universal Truths list is looking for wrongs never makes you right. And a lot of people need to learn that.
Yeah, we have 2 choices in any sales encounter. I talk in the book about a gentleman named Jason who's the number one salesperson at Town and Country in Long Island. And he does something. He practices what's called constructive delusion. And you've heard the expression, you can look at the glass as half empty or half full. Jason sees it as overflowing. And he outsells anyone in that car dealership or the area by 2 or 3 to 1.
Wow. This is great stuff, and we're going to get you back on for a whole other hour because I've really enjoyed having you on the show. I want to learn more about the Sherry Levitin Group. In the meantime, Heart and Sell, where's the best location for folks to get your book? Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. What would you recommend?
Just go to Amazon.com, and it's on there. Heart and Sell, 10 Universal Truths Every Salesperson Needs to Know.
Great work, and I mean it. We'll get you back here for another full hour the next time and expand on this a little bit more. And I've really enjoyed your appearance here today and encourage everybody to check out Sherry's book. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you, Bob.
And now we move from a great book to a great friend of the program, a great personal friend. As I mentioned, this gentleman for many, many years, he held the corner office at the Kelley Blue Book. When it came to classic cars, the classic car, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, but he decided, I forgot something, my computer's telling me, he decided that it was time want to go back to where it all began, and that's the working freelance. And we're going to talk about a gamut of things with Phil Skinner, who joins us now live from sunny California. Hi there, Phil. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Almost good evening, Bob. We're doing great. Hope you're doing well also.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate, as usual, your appearances, and thank you for asking me. Yeah, I'm doing better. I'm still not where I want to be, but hopefully not that far off. I think I got one more hurdle to go over, and then I should be back out on the road and back to my normal radio stuff. So I'm so looking forward to that. So let's talk a little bit about some of the places that you've been in recent times and some of the places that you're headed to. Where have you been recently, Phil?
Well, I think the last two sales we did in Punta Gorda, Florida. We did a sale for Premier Auto Group. That's a relatively new group. This was their third year in Punta Gorda, and it was by far their very best. It was an absolute stunning sale, and they did so well. They decided to do a second sale this year. It'll be the first weekend of December, and with any hope, we're going to be there too. And then right after that, a week later, we were in San Antonio, Texas, Dan Cruz Classics, in conjunction with the San Antonio Autorama. And I have to say it was a much better sale than he had his previous sale. Sales were up. Enthusiasm was up. It was really a good sale in San Antonio. And their next sale will be in Midland, Texas, coming up the end of May. And our next sale we'll be attending will be Lake Auctions, and that'll be their Dallas event. That'll be April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I think one of the highlights there has to be the offering of a 2014 Ferrari, La Ferrari, very
yes.
limited production, about 4.5 million out the door when you bought them new. The last one that sold was in December of last year. Right at $7 million U.S. It was sold in Britain for $5.75 million, which translates to more money than you and I can afford.
Wow. It's amazing, these high-end limited production vehicles. And like its predecessor flagship vehicle, which was called the Enzo, just not any old person can buy one of these. You have to be invited to have the opportunity to purchase one of these top-end Ferraris like the La Ferrari. You have to show a history of Ferrari ownership. And I understand, Phil, that this time around, Ferrari made original purchasers sign an agreement not to sell their car for a five-year period. And if it's sold, Ferrari can refuse to sell that purchaser future new models as well as other penalties. How do you like that?
Yeah, it's like, and as I said, it has really limited the market. It's very rare for one to come up. About the only way one can be sold is through an estate situation, and I believe the one that Lake has is an estate situation. So it's a very unique piece. I know there was a computer guy up in the Snohomish, Washington area who acquired a LaFerrari and was talked out of it. Somebody said, hey, I want to buy the car, and he bought it. And then this computer guy went to go buy another one, and they said, oh, no. We're going to close the gate on you, sir. And so they're stalling to it. So it's like I say, it's rare for one of these to come up. And I think there's only been one other one offered in the United States through auction. So this would be really quite exciting. And talking with the auction house, I know they said they've had a lot of response on this particular car.
Yeah, and it's going to be happening at the Lake Spring Sale in Dallas. And as Phil pointed out, I believe David Gooding had one of these at the Amelia Island sale, but it did not sell. This LaFerrari, when we come back, we'll tell you about what makes it so special. And we're also going to be talking about some other cool things, including some trends and some sales numbers that are not going in the right direction as far far as the auction companies are concerned. They always want to go up, 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 up. We may have a little correction occurring at the moment. But don't touch that dial. No need to correct that. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because Phil Skinner is with us, one of the world's leading experts when it comes to collector cars and auctions. If you have a classic car, collectible car, antique car, and would like a free estimate of value, I forgot to do this at the top of the hour, feel free to call in at 855-660-4261 if you want Phil to give you an estimate of how much your vehicle might be worth. Perhaps you'd like to ask about a vehicle that you owned at one time, and if you still owned it today, how much would it be worth? You might want to torture yourself with that. Or if you have a cool car in your past, whether it was your grandfather's, your mother's, your dad's, your uncle's, if you have a story of a barn find or any other unique car story, the first car that you ever drove, whatever you'd like to tell us in the car story realm, we'd love to hear from you. It's 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. We're talking about the LaFerrari, the 2014 Ferrari LaFerrari, to me, the dumbest name of all time of all Ferraris, but nevertheless, an incredible machine. This vehicle very much is like a few other vehicles that combines a powerful engine. In this case, it's a 6.2-liter 949 horsepower V12, along with electric motors, not unlike the Porsche 918 Spyder, which did the same thing, making a V8 with electric motors at every wheel, or the McLaren P1, which also mates a very powerful engine with electric technology. This is now being used in Formula One, and it's being used on the very high-end, the ultimate supercar market. We're going to see it being used in regular cars in the not-too-distant future, as well as we continue to see a real hearty period of wonderful high-performance vehicles, but very, very rare. The only person that I know that has a LaFerrari is Sammy Hagar, the former frontman, lead singer of Van Halen, of course, solo artist as well. And Sammy, David Lee Roth, his predecessor, and of course the guy that was the lead singer before that, likes to call the position a quarterback. And the one thing that Sammy has going on the side that has really made him a ton of money is down in Cabo, Mexico. He owns a very popular nightclub restaurant and tequila bar called Cabo Wabo, which I believe has made him a multiple millionaire several times over on top of all of his music earnings. So he's got a cream-colored LaFerrari, and I believe it's one of one. So I hear from friends, I know people that know him, and I hear that he's a real pain in the backside. As far as getting, you can't, if you wanted him to take his vehicles out of the garage to take pictures, the answer is no. So, but then again, if you have that kind of money and if you have that kind of fame, you can afford to be a pain in the backside. So this Ferrari is going on sale at the Lake Auction. In addition to this LaFerrari, another highlight of this upcoming Lake Spring Auction in Dallas is a 30-car collection offered at no reserve. Phil, tell us about this collection and explain to folks about no reserve.
Yes, this is a collector out of the St. Louis area. Has 30 cars going to be offered at no reserve, primarily muscle cars, primarily high-end. And he says, you know, I'd like to, you know, change my garage out a little bit. So I'm going to bring them to Lake, and we're going to see how the market treats me. And win or lose, he's going to go home with 30 cars, 30 parking spaces in his garage.
That's great. Another trend that we're seeing, as long as we're talking about LaFerraris, is I've noticed this perusing the Amelia Island catalog. I didn't get up to the show, Bill Warner's show, and I know you weren't able to get there this year either. Of course, they had the rain out and had to do the whole thing, 2 days worth of stuff on Saturday. But nevertheless, at the various auctions now, five going on, including the one on site to the R.M. Sotheby's auction. They're featuring a lot of the, what I call classic collectibles, modern day supercars, and I love supercars myself. I'm talking about Ford GTs produced from 2005, 2006, talking about the Porsche Carrera GT, talking about, of course, the McLaren F1, talking about vehicles that filter down to lesser ones, but rare, like BMW Z8s or Alpina Z8s, and then you even get into muscle cars nowadays with some of the tremendous performance cars that are out there. It's not unusual to see the high-end production vehicles, Hellcats and Z06 powered Corvettes going for a lot of money, ZR1 Corvettes, but this is a little bit of a change, and I think it reflects a little bit of change in buyers. That's what I would gather, Phil. I think there are a lot of people that are attending some of these auctions that don't have an interest in the cars of, let's say, the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. They're more interested in the high-end new vehicles. That seems to be the real thing in demand.
Well, I've talked with several collectors, and you know, for the last decade or so, cars with a lot of chrome, a lot of 1950s horsepower, they were kind of king in as far as the domestic vehicles are concerned. Muscle cars kind of sat back. They kind of had a falling out around 2007, 2008. And we saw, but we did see, like I say, American cars from the 50s were really doing well. This year, a couple of collector friends of mine both brought a number of cars to Barrett Jackson saying, we think that market is softening. They unloaded a few cars, and they purchased a few muscle cars. However, the new and upcoming, those with the cash that are, say, in the 30 to 45-year range, you're exactly right. They're looking at halo cars. They're looking at ultra-high performance, limited edition, something that's when they drive up, people are going to turn around and go, wow. And
Bugatti's,
the wow factor,
yes.
I think, that's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bugatti Veyron, another supercar, of course, the Ferrari Enzo. And these cars were extraordinarily expensive to begin with. For example, let's take the Porsche Carrera GT. We did a test when I was at Motor Trend between the Ford GT, of course, we got the upcoming all-new Ford GT for 2017, but this one was a more retro-inspired design by Carmelo Pardo. That was about a $150,000 car new, and now they sell for $250,000 to $300,000. The Porsche Carrera GT with its V10 engine, which was originally produced for racing, so it was a racing engine, had an incredible howl. Those were about $450,000. Now they're knocking on $1 million. And the Ferrari Enzo, which is probably my favorite halo Ferrari car, is was $1 million car. Now it's a multiple $1 million car. When we come back on the other side, more with our great friend Phil Skinner right here on Auto World, and we want to hear from you. 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're getting a bunch of emails in for Phil Skinner. We would love to hear more if you want a free estimate of value by your classic car, collector car, rare car, antique car. I know it's hard sometimes if you owned a car years ago and you sold it, you know, at the time what you thought was for good money and now it's worth an awful lot. You know, it's okay. It happens to all of us. And if you're just curious, call us up at 855-660-4261. We'll get to these calls and emails in a moment. But first, let's talk about the Amelia Island Concours weekend. I understand a lot of the auction companies did not do so well in 2017. Tell us more, Phil.
Well, overall, it was down quite a bit. And I think part of the reason is, so we look at Gooding in particular. Gooding in 2016 had a $60.8 million sale. But driving that for $35 million worth was a collection of Porsches offered at no reserve from Jerry Seinfeld. And these were all top shelf cars. And they didn't have that collection this year, so that was a big hit. But overall, it was like a $30 million sale, still a very respectable sale for anybody else. The numbers look bad. Bonhams, on the other hand, they did $27.7 million in 2016. And just barely broke the $10 million mark this year. And again, they had had a couple of collections last year, but it was just down a bit. RM Auctions, on the other hand, was up by a good 60%, but they went to a 2-day sale from a 1-day sale, and they had a collection of about 35, 40 cars at no reserve. So again, that helped their numbers go up. But if you look at it overall, the numbers are down, and I think we're seeing people pulling back a bit from real high-end cars. Ever since the election, we've been seeing people going to the stock market. Stock market's been performing very well, and I think people who aren't really car collectors but investors are putting their money that way. On the good part, if you are a car guy, all of a sudden prices might be taking a little bit of a correction, and that dream vehicle might come within range.
Absolutely. Looking at some of the other aspects of the hobby, Phil tells us that the Corvettes are a little bit soft. How about Porsches? How are they doing these days?
Again, after last year's phenomenal results, I really thought we'd see a pullback or a correction on Porsche prices. We haven't seen that. Porsche prices remain very strong. They haven't been going up, but they've remained very strong. So if you're looking for that 356 dream boat little coupe, it isn't going to get much better, I think, in the near future. So now's the time to be buying.
E-Type Jags always are hot. Matter of fact, the factory announced that you can buy a new restored Jag right directly from Jaguar Company. But out in the marketplace, they're still hot, but how's the supply? I imagine there's quite a bit out there.
Well, it's again, they're still the rage. They're still strong money. But right now, the supply is meeting the demand. So people are being a little bit more picky, a little bit more selective. The early ones, the early, say, a flat floor with the outside bonnet latch, those cars are extremely desirable. Some of the later Series 1s with the enlarged 4.2-liter engine, they also are finding a good, strong market out there. Some of the later ones, the Series 2s and even the V12 Series 3s, those can be bought at a reasonably priced. And I've seen a couple of really, really nice cars bring, you know, what I considered almost retail or almost wholesale prices, far below retail.
A little bit of a surprise when it comes to a particular Studebaker. I understand a 1931 Studebaker President Four season roadster sold in Punta Gorda, Florida last month for a large amount of money. Tell us about that car and that sale.
Again, like I say, we've been seeing big classics, Duesenberg's big Cad V16s, kind of pulling back, but all of a sudden, here's this Studebaker. The seller was hoping to take home about $200,000. The car got on the block. The reserve was lifted at $190,000. And then all of a sudden, it was like game on. Several bidders were head-to-head. We had phone, we had internet, and we had several live bidders in the room. Finally hammered out at $280,000. The Premier Auction Group has one of the lowest commissions in the industry. It's at 7%. So you put that into it, it was just under $300,000 for the car, which I think set a record for one of those beautiful little bits. The car was absolutely gorgeous. Studebaker, you think Studebaker, but they made some absolutely gorgeous cars, and it was considered a full classic by the Classic Car Club of America.
Wow, that's cool. Another point that you pointed out to me a little bit earlier today is that we see some sales bouncing around according to regions in the country. Tell us a little bit about that, some cars that might be hot in one area but not hot in another.
Yeah, we do a lot of sales in the southwest area, Texas, Oklahoma, even Florida and California, Arizona, and we see like the Ford Broncos are very hot. That's probably the hottest little 4x4 out there. The Chevy Blazers, yeah, they're popular. Some of the Dodge, early Dodge Ram Chargers are popular. The International Scouts, those are right up there almost with Broncos. And, but you go up to the northern part of the country, you're not going to find that same interest, it seems like. They're a little bit softer, but up there you might find, cars like, say, a little Porsche might be stronger up in the northeast than it would be down in the southwest. So there's different areas, different regional areas when you go to a smaller sale, you can watch the differences in the values go.
got an email here from Peter who wants your opinion on a story that has been circulating about a garage find of two Buick Grand Nationals with low mileage and serial numbers, consecutive VIN numbers, vehicle identification numbers. Have you heard about this story, Phil?
I've read about that story. A chap was looking to buy a Grand National, heard there was some person offering a pair of them for a very strong number. The guy said, well, I can't afford them, but I'll go look at them. Went in there, and he found two consecutive units. One had, I believe, about 500 miles on it. The other one had about 800 miles on it. Both cars were ordered by the same person, evidently put in the garage, ordered at the same time, so the serial numbers are consecutive. And here's a pair of Buick Grand Nationals with under 1,300 combined miles between the two cars and consecutive numbers. And the pictures I saw, they were, Bradford, they were pulled out of the barn. They were a bit dirty and dusty. But these are basically low-mile, brand-new cars. And those are dream finds there. Every once in a while, somebody will find a barn find car. And it's everybody's dream. And one chap was very lucky with his Buick Grand Nationals.
Absolutely. Listening on WCCM in Massachusetts, Jody wants to know the value of a car that she inherited from her dad, a 1977 Triumph Spitfire. Cute little car.
Yes, those are fun cars. I'm always partial to the Triumph brand. I took my driver's license test when I was 16 in my brother's TR4A, and it was an interesting adventure. But those cars have really come up in really, really top condition. They had been in the $15,000 range. Today, I think if you find a good one, you can get them in the $17,000 to $18,000, and in really pristine condition, you could do $20,000 for even these later ones, the later Triumphs, and a little bit more if it has the factory hard top to go with it.
Very cool. More with our good friend, collector car expert, Phil Skinner, after we take a quick time out to pay some bills, as they say in radio lingo. This is Auto World. We're here for you at 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live. We're back with Phil Skinner, one of the world's foremost authorities when it comes to collector car market trends and sales and auctions and all things collectible when it comes to cars. If you got a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261 or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. If you're listening on tape delay or in podcast form, archive form, don't be a stranger. You can still participate. I have people doing that all the time. You can send me a question during the week, and I can forward it on to Phil, and he can answer the question, and I can get back to you with the answer. So we're here for you, and we thank you so much for your loyalty to this program. We thank our great sponsors, Haynes Manuals. We thank the folks at AMSOIL, and we also thank the folks at J.C. Whitney, and we're looking for more folks. So if you're in the automotive world and would like to advertise and support this program, I would certainly appreciate it. Just get in touch with me personally. Let's talk about some more kind of trends and changes that we're seeing. Let's go back to January and Arizona. How would you say the auction houses did there? And also, we might as well talk about the Mecum sale in Kissimmee. How were those sales this year compared to other years, Phil?
Well, the Mecum sale was the first big sale of the year, really. They had their basically a 10-day extravaganza, probably about 2,550, almost 2,600 vehicles. A lot of them are reruns, so they like to say 3,000, but it was, you know, like 2,600 vehicles there. But their sales, like a lot of people, was down about 10%, about $5 million off from their 2016 totals. Coming to Arizona next, we looked, and overall sales were down a little bit, and the overall totals, but we had like a new player in town, Worldwide Auctions. They were their first year in Scottsdale, and they did quite well with their first time out. Barrett Jackson, as always, they were the big gorilla in the room, and their sale dollars were about equal. One thing they really did do, though, is they broke the bank on the gate. Probably more attendance than they've ever had before. Well over 40,000 people in attendance on Friday and Saturday. So that's you know, very good for them. The other auction, again, the big ticket houses, the RM, the Gooding, the Bonhams, all were a little bit off from their 2016 totals. But like I say, it was still a very good year out in Arizona and for January.
Yeah, without question, there's no doubt about it. Of course, you're getting ready for your big Swedish extravaganza every summer. Tell our listeners around North America about the events and the fun that you have in Sweden each summer.
All right, well, I'm a part of a little show over there called the Power Big Meet. For the last 39 years, it has been held in the city of Västerås, which is with northeast of Stockholm. This year, the organizer, Shell Gustafsson, said, I think it's time for a new, different facility, something that's a little bit more conducive as far as lodging and cruising and camping and everything else. And he's moved to the little town called Lidköping, which is more central into the country. It's away from the coast. And this is in response to a lot of requests from the car culture in Sweden is huge. And there is a West Coast and there's an East Coast. And a lot of West Coasters said, be sure nice with Power Meet was a little closer to home. So they're moving it to Lidköping, which is about in the center of the country. And they're really, the enthusiasm for this year's show, which will be their 40th, is just off the charts. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of that event for them. And that'll be coming up the, I guess it's the second weekend of July.
Great.
The 6th, 7th, and 8th of July.
We look forward to getting your report once you get back and get settled.
Well, as long as we're on the there.
Oh, that would be fun. Let's talk about some financial matters. I mean, as long as we're talking about Europe, how about the euro, the U.S. dollar versus some other foreign currencies? Is that playing a role in collector car sales in 2017?
Yes, it is, really. Right now, the dollar is very strong. If you go up and look at other countries, say, like Sweden. 2 years ago when I went there, I could get, they have what they call the Swedish crown. I could get about 6.5 crowns for a dollar. Right now, it's a little over 9 crowns to the dollar, which for me is really good. I mean, that doesn't cost me as much to go out and eat or stay at places. Gasoline is, instead of being $10 a gallon, is only like $9 a gallon, which is still pretty high, I guess. Anyway. I have what I call the Big Mac meal qualifier, and I look and see what does a Big Mac meal cost, and then
very
I translate
good.
That to U.S. dollars, and I go, "What? I know what a Big Mac meal costs in the U.S. I know what it costs in Sweden. Last year we went to Lithuania and Latvia, and in Latvia the Big Mac meal worked out to about $4. In Sweden it was about $8.50, and right now this year it would be right about $9 or $8.50. So that's my my little I guess guide to how I guess judge the economies of the world.
Very good. That's your economic lesson for the day. Let's go back to the emails here and dig into another one. This one comes out of Southern California, so your neck of the woods, Phil. The gentleman's name is George, and George would like to acquire a Pantera. It has been his lifelong dream to get a Pantera. He would like to know from Phil what he has to shell out to get a reasonable Pantera. He's not looking to win any Concours events or anything like that. He just like a dream to come true and for an opportunity to own that very unusual collaboration between Ford and DiTommaso.
Yes, with those beautiful bodies that were styled by Ghia. The DiTommaso Panteras have enjoyed a very strong position in the market over the last couple of years. That has not gone down. We are looking at really prime examples, topping six figures, well into the $100,000 mark. If you're real lucky, you might be able to find yourself a decent ride in the $70,000, $75,000 range, but it's going to take a little little looking. And again, they have just gone off the charts. I go back to my high school days. I was dating this kind of young lady, and I ran off to the Air Force. When I came back, I saw her. She was driving a Pantera, and I just sit there thinking,
wow.
That grocery store really, she got some good tips.
She must have. She must have done quite well in some department.
Yeah,
she did.
Again.
Very good. Let's talk about this week is the New York Auto Show Media Days, and we're going to see the unveiling of what will be a kind of a ridiculous limited production drag racing focused model from Dodge. It will be called the Dodge Demon, and based on the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, except it's going to come with street legal racing slicks and a bunch of other tricks. And rumors are circulating around today, Phil, that this engine is going to put out 900 horsepower through an 8-speed automatic transmission really be a drag racing king. I'm sure they're only going to produce a limited number of these. Is this a vehicle that collectors should go out and snap up, or is it just too soon to tell on something like that?
I'm really against a person going out and buying a car as a collector to just put it away and hold on to it.
Yeah.
I'm just drawing out of that. I do think that if somebody wants to go out there and get a seat of their pants type ride, go out, buy it, take it out, drive it, enjoy it, bring it to Detroit in the summer. Let's go up and down Woodward Avenue, you know, cruise Woodward with it.
Yeah.
And get out and enjoy the cars. And, if they get out there and they start building a legend, they'll bring up money. But then again, we look at the LaFerrari, 949 horsepower. Like I say, they've done on that one is they've really limited the availability of the cars, and that helps build the value. I have a feeling that with the Demon program, they say, well, we're going to limit it to the number we can sell.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Challenger is going to be around. The Challenger and Charger are now going to be around until 2020. We won't see a replacement until 21. So, boy, that sounds like a long time off, but it isn't that far off. Phil Skinner, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend, for being with us in this hour of Auto World.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long. Hey, don't forget to check out TheLubePage.com and also OilHelp.com, as well as my website.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.